Sorry. So basically, we said, I don't know if we said it, but I think we sort of said at the end of yesterday that we wanted to work on a problem, which Shamir said that that Rav Moshe deals with, and that is that Taisus brings, so the agenda of Taisus seems to be whether are you tzarach to spend all your money. So Taivis first brings two rayas from our Gemara. First, he brings a raya, you don't have to spend this mashma, you don't have to spend all your money. Then he does his mashma, you don't have to spend a third of your money. Then he brings kesuvis, which is apparently mashma from there, that you don't have to spend even a fifth of your money. And then he brings his Gemara about Rabbi Akiva. So it's not clear what Taivis is proving from Rabbi Akiva. Is he proving, not Rabbi Akiva, I'm sorry, Rabbi Gamliel. Not exactly sure what he's proving, but he's definitely proving something of the same point, that there's a shear that you don't have to spend your money for a mitzvah. What that shear is, what do we see from Rabbi Gamliel? I don't know. It's not clear. We will discuss that. So the problem that we had yesterday, we mentioned yesterday quickly, the very end of yesterday's shir, is that Rabbi Gamliel of Achara was wealthy, pashtus. He was a Nasi. So even though he spent 1,000 zuds, Achara, he had, we don't know how much money Rabbi Gamliel has. We don't know if he had 10,000 zuds, we don't know if he had 5,000 zuds, we don't know if he had 2,000 zuds. It doesn't tell us. Which is why it's very unclear in the Gemara, it's unclear what Taivis is trying to prove from Rabbi Gamliel, what percentage. But the Maisa, you know, something is proving from Rabbi Gamliel. But Akaira, the problem that we had was that in light of the Rajba, who quoted the Ravid, this riot doesn't make any sense because the Ravid said, why are you potter from a mitzvah, Oberes? For money, mitzvahs are worth more than money in the world. And the Ravid answered, it's because on the chashiv kemeis. So we had different pshatim and what that meant.
Well, Taisa says it's a revusa.
Right.
So that's an extra word. And I think they describe it as being, if you want to go into, the Flemishur Sadin, you should know that he was stuck on the ship and he paid 1,000.
Taivis is proving from there that I'll be ikridin, you're not mukliya to do something that he did.
Right.
Now the problem is, but the Ravid asked the kasha on the Gemara, why are you not mukliya? After all, a mitzvah is priceless. It's a mitzvah of eretz. There's no price to a mitzvah. There was a Rasha brought the Ravid who asked that kasha, and the Ravid answered, it was because Shemayon, you start with Brias, and Ani Chashiv Kemeis. So the Chayra, that means.
And that's on Hidr Mitzvah? Or on
Bezim? No, that wasn't on Hidr Mitzvah. Hidr Mitzvah is only a third of the Mitzvah. There's no problem with Ani. He was talking about a Mitzvah of Eretz. You have a Mitzvah of Eretz. The Rajma made the same Diyak that Taisus makes from our Gemara. Now you're not mechuyev to spend all your money, a certain amount of money for mitzvahs. Tevin says in our Gemara, you don't have to spend all your money for mitzvahs. And the Rajba asked, why not? And the Rajba answered, because you don't want to become, because the only chashiv kemeis. So we weren't trying to read that Rajba, but the simple shot was because it's a tremendous tsar, and the Torah is not obligating you to suffer so much for a mitzvah. Okay. But the Maisa, so the problem that we mentioned yesterday is that Poshim Shad Rabbi Gamliel, after he spent that 1,000 zuz, there was still no danger that he was going to become an ani, because Rabbi Gamliel was probably very rich. He was a nasi. So granted, Taivis proves from Rabbi Gamliel something, but it doesn't make sense in Havana what he's proving. In other words, let's grant that Taivis has a good proof. We'll have to try and figure out what exactly Tavius is proving, Rabbi Gamliel. That's another point. But he proves, but with leaving that part, I want to say what we said, what we asked yesterday. Tavius the Maisa proves Rabbi Gamliel that there's a certain percentage or point or something where you're not obligated to spend money for a mitzvah. Because you see that Api did, Rabbi Gamliel was not obligated to spend. It was only Rabusa that he did it. It means Api did, he wasn't obligated. So it proves at least Tysus's first yeshiva that you don't have to spend all your money for a mitzvah. Because you see that there is a certain time, point, where you're pater, because Rabbi Gamliel was Api did pater.
Is Rabbi suggesting that there's mitzvah, there's Hidur mitzvah, and then there's Rabusa?
No, nothing Hidur mitzvah, something. Hidur mitzvah is making the mitzvah more beautiful. We're not talking about Hidur mitzvah. We're talking about spending, how much money do you have to spend for the Iker mitzvah?
Okay.
Hidur mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah is when you make a zekeli v'adveyu.
So Rabbi Gamliel has nothing to do with that.
Right, Rabbi Gamliel has nothing to do with Hidur mitzvah. Rabbi Gamliel was spending all this money for a lulav, because he wouldn't have gotten a lulav, he wouldn't have been yaitzei the mitzvah of lulav and esrik. He was on a boat, it was sukkos, it was the yontif was going by, the sun was setting, and it was either now or never, and he spent the money to get a mitzvah over. It could be he bought a very crummy lulav, for all I know. And he spent 1,000 zuz. The Tavius is medayik. The Gemara says that it's a rabusa, which Tavius interprets to mean that al pidin he was not chayit. So if that's Tavius's raya, that you see that sometimes you're not chayit to spend money. That's what Tavius is bringing. Now I'm saying I'm not sure what that means. What is the shir when you're not chayit? I don't know, but I'm leaving that. It's not relevant to the question we're asking at this point. But Tavius is bringing a raya from Rabbi Gamliel that there's some point in time that your potter, that you do out be ikra din, you do not have to spend money for a mitzvah. If you want to, you could koa kavod, but you don't have to. That mechara is a good raya, because otherwise, if you be mechuyev, then it doesn't prove how much. Gemara says it proves how much mitzvahs were chavivim. It doesn't prove chavivus if he was obligated to do it, right? The Gemara says over there in Sukkah that the reason why the Raisa tells you that he spent 1,000 zuz is to tell you how much a mitzvah is chavivus ve'eino, right? That's the Gemara. Gemara says, now, diachal kama mitzvahs chavivus aleihem. So what if he's mechuyev, it doesn't prove chavivus. He had to do it. So Tavius has a diak that I'll be Denny's potter. So I'm saying we had a kasha yesterday at the end of yesterday's shir. Why should I be Din your potter? The Rajba said the only reason why you're potter is because of the Rajba said the only reason why you're potter is because of Ani Chashiv Gemeis. And of Arabi Rabbi Gamliel, you don't have this far of Ani Chashiv Gemeis. That was the question we had yesterday.
Rabbi, before Tosus brings that Rai, let's say Tosus never brought that Rai. Stimus Lashon of Tosus is mashma that this din applies to an Asher Muflug too. Tosus doesn't say any qualifiers. So I'm saying we could really ask the question even before the raya.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe. Okay.
Maybe doesn't sound convinced.
Well, if you're gonna say that, then I'm gonna. Okay. Well, you know what? What about the steam and lashon of the Rajba? I'm just not. Well, you know, that's the same problem, you know. In other words, if we're assuming that Rabbi Shamir quoted Rav Moshe saying that the Rajba is not by an usher, so, you know, so just like the Stimas Lashon of Tavius, the Stimas Lashon of the Rajba. So I don't know.
I didn't know that Rav Moshe says that the Rajba's answer doesn't
I didn't see inside, but Shamir told us, yes, and he's shaking his head again today, that the Ramesha says that that Gufa, there must be that there's a machlekes between Tavis and the Rajba. The Rajba who says that the only reason why you're partner with the Ravid is because only Chashiv Kemeis. So in Achinami, he says it wouldn't apply by Rabbi Gamliel, and he wouldn't apply by a rich person. I want to do it Stimus Lashon of the Gemara. You know, our Gemara is also Stimus Lashon. The Rashba is Stimus Lashon. So I don't know. Now, I might Guba agree with you that I don't know if I would want, I'm not sure if the Ramesh is a Pashtus, you know, it's making a machlek is beside him. And like your point, it's Stimus Lashon of the Rashba. But I don't know. Anyway, but again, so the question we had.
To clarify Tysus, and if you Tysus holds like the Rosh. The Rosh clearly says, Meikar Adin, Ayavaz is more than Chaimish. And then he brings Rabbi Gamliel and he says, that's just, you know, for a rich guy.
Right. But the question is,
that's it. Finish.
Question is, if we just had the Rosh, we didn't have Rabbi Gamliel, we would say it because of the same problem of Shema Ye Ani, you might become an Ani.
For the basic mitzvah.
For the basic mitzvah, and they're an ani chashiv kemeis. You know, there's a Rashba
that's
said,
why not spend more.
What?
That's why you don't spend more.
That's right. But if I only had the Rosh, I would not make a machlokes between the Rosh. I mean, if the Rosh did not bring more choices, if they did not bring the Raya from Rabbi Gamliel, I would have said that they're agreeing with the Rashba, because we don't like making a machlekes rishayim. And I would say that the reason the Gemara in Usha says, if Usha Tzina, that you shouldn't spend the fifth, but the reason is because you might become an Ani Chashiv Kemeis. Okay. That's the reason. But the Ramesha asks the Kasha, and the Chayre, he's right, that reason doesn't apply in the case of Rabbi Gamliel.
Okay.
And yet, Tysus and the Rosh both bring Rabbi Gamliel with to show that even in that case you're potter. So we have a problem. The only reason that we know why you're potter is derived, quoted in the Rashba, because Ani Chashiv Kemeis. But yet that reason doesn't seem to apply in the case of Rabbi Gamliel. So why was Rabbi Gamliel potter from the mitzvah? That's the problem.
Right, so the Bir Halacha has a suggestion here, right? That there's a difference if you're overpaying, right? Does that help answer this?
Okay, where is this Bir Halacha?
Again, the Bir Halacha is Havamina, but okay, yeah.
Right, it's a suggestion.
That's Kuda, he might keep in the Maskana, but I'm not sure it's answering it for us.
Okay, so what is this? You want to just say it outside? What would be the answer?
Well, the idea would be that really Rabbi Gamliel didn't have to do what he did for a different reason, which is that he's being the guy is selling, he's doing ona, he's doing something improper. So you're not mukhlif to go along with something improper. He didn't say those words. I'm putting words into his mouth. The idea is you're overpaying, it's more than it's worth.
It refers to some kind of an onus. It says, you know, if you're being overcharged, it's some kind of an onus.
Okay. In other words, you basically want to say that there's shnei dinim nifradim. There are two. Just because the Ravid said that the reason why your potter is for the reason of ani chashiv kemeis. That's in Rabbi and Ein Achinami. That svara does not apply by Rabbi Gamliel. But by Rabbi Gamliel, there's a different svara, either because you're saying you're being overcharged or because you're paying so much money, you're losing so much, you know, Rabbi Gamliel spent so much. I would have said because a little different by Rabbi Gamliel, there's also a svara, since it, think, you know, there's with that money, he could do so much. So he's giving up so much. It's like, you know, you're giving, you know, there's Hon Rav, you're giving up so much for it. It's in other words, if he would have overcharged him $10 instead of $5, okay, big deal. But you're paying a thousand zuz. You could do so much with a thousand zuz. So it's but whatever it is, in other words, there's a new svara here. So there are two separate reasons why you don't have to spend money for a mitzvah. If either because you might become an ani, or overcharging it. And Tysus will have to say, which is that Tysus is bringing, it's just bringing an achinami. There's two different reasons.
Well, maybe
if Tysus is mixing them together, but he just wants to show that the concept that sometimes you're parted from a mitzvah's chiyuvis. You would have thought, that a mitzvah's chiyuvis, no matter what. So he's showing there could be different reasons why you're potter. Right? That's basically what you'd be saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Shamir is making giant faces. You're not, right? But why don't you like that? It's so beautiful that there are two different shneidim that brought them. Beautiful.
Doesn't sound like that's something that Tosa should have brought at this point. He's working with one track, and then all of a sudden he's switching like that?
Yeah, so it's not so mashman. It's definitely not mash. I agree with you. It's definitely not mashman in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Ramah says, "Umisha eino esrei goshar mitzvah beretz, ein tzarech levaze v'leho hoin rab." Ukemosha Amru, Amavaze Vayavaze Vyasa Mechaimesh. Right? Ukemosha Amru means that's the same principle. Right? Ukemosha Amru. Right? That's what Kemosha Amru means, it's the same principle. So there's one principle here.
Maybe the overcharging isn't really common because you have competition.
Okay, but it doesn't sound like there's two. This then. In other words, it doesn't sound like it's two principles. It sounds like it's one principle.
I mean, one second.
I mean, the Ramah doesn't say two principles. And also in the Rush, it's not Mashma, because the Rush brings it in the middle, right? The Rush says, you know, it's Ramanet Tulasa Mitzvasi. Then he brings a raya from Sukkot. And then he brings Usha Tgino. Then he brings Ivadi Yasem Echaimesh. You can say these are two different principles, and he's mixing them up. In other words, first it brings one that you don't, you know, the first one of a third and a fifth is because you might lose your money. Ani chashev kemeis. The middle one is a different principle. I know that it's a little somewhat daichik. Well, I'm sorry.
And the Rush is a little more complex, a little more difficult than that, because the Rush goes straight from mitzvah veris of esrog into Rav Gamliel. He continues that same line of that same line of thought into Rav Gamliel.
By Mitzvah Veris.
Yeah, so maybe you're saying it's maybe two different plumbness is up.
Simply speaking, he's saying he's being machazik with
Hashem
Guzma by Rav Gamliel.
Rabino, he mitzvah varis yon estrik veluva, ugamara chashev gudma. It's another raya.
It's saying what he just said. It's not a different thing.
You, one second, Tysus is coming out and saying
the first one is a gudma. Second, it's alivazves. If I care, the lashon in the Rush is lomashma is too dim.
It's two rayas, but it's not mashma that he's proving another concept. It's not mashma
No, meaning what we know from a fifth, is that you can't, that we know that it can't be that he has to give more than a fifth, but that doesn't mean he has to give a fifth. He could be asked to give a lot less than that. So he's giving you, Tosus at least, is giving an example where we know it was definitely less than a fifth, and still we're meshabeach him for it. So therefore it must be, can't be more than a fifth.
Excuse me. First of all, I know, how do you know that Ben Rebbe Gamliel was less than a fifth?
Tosus obviously thinks that, or else he wouldn't give it as an example.
How does he know? Tosus just looked out of midair.
Again, Tosus would know that.
I don't know how Tosus knows, but
Tosus would know that because more than a fifth would be us, or because it's Dakanas Usha.
That could be.
That's not so. Okay.
From the context, he's definitely saying it.
In the rush, we didn't bring in Dakanas Usha yet, so I don't know.
From the context, he's clearly saying.
Nasi, he was very, very rich. Tosus knows 1,000 zuz is.
Yeah, I mean, whatever he knows, whatever reason he knows. He's just saying that I can only prove to you that he can't give more than a fifth. But really, in Mistabra, it's even less than that. And I'll give you an example of Rav Gamliel to show that that's true.
That's not answering the question. There are two different questions on the floor. And you're answering the wrong question. I'm sorry. You're giving a good answer to the wrong question. One question we had is, what studies is trying to do by bringing the Gemara and Sukkah, because since we don't know how much money Rabbi Gamliel had, so what are you proving from there? It's very ambiguous. Okay, so you're giving an answer to that question.
Yes,
very nice. Okay, but right now I'm not asking that question. I'm asking a different question.
I've been trying for a while already, and then we're going to jump in.
But we're asking a different question. We're asking. The question that we're asking is, supposedly Shamir claims Rav Moshe asked this question, is that the Ravid says that the hesber of the reason why you're potter is because ani chashev kemeis, and logically that reason doesn't apply by Rabbi Gamliel, who was obviously rich. Therefore, why in the world should he be potter? So the suggestion that was made was that there are two different reasons why you're potter. That was a suggestion. That even though the Ravid gave, and let me say it again, because the question on the floor that we left off yesterday was that the Ravid says that the reason why you don't have to spend all your money to buy for a mitzvah of Eres is because on the Chashev Kemeis. Now, Tavis brings a raya from Rabbi Gamliel, that you don't have to spend. They're not sure. Benjamin Simon says he's proving you don't have to spend even less than a fifth. Okay, I don't know. Maybe he's right. But he's bringing a raya from there that you don't have to spend a certain amount of money for a mitzvah. Because obviously, Rabbi Gamliel was not obligated to spend 1,000 zuz, or else it wouldn't have been called chavivis. He was obligated. So the question on the floor was, but why is it that he's potter? The Ravid said the only reason why you're potter is because ani chashev kemeis, and that svara doesn't apply to Rabbi Gamliel. So Shamir said, what?
I just like to clarify, because I've been misquoted as far as I know. The Dibros Moshe asked that you're either that in the Ravid you're either mechuyev or it's usher, because Takanas Usha says we don't allow you to give up when it's Shema Yitzdarach Labrias. So you don't have there's no middle ground in the Ravid. As far as I understand, that's how Rav Moshe's at.
Okay. So we won't quote Rav Moshe. So the question we asked is, so why in the world? Since obviously, Rabbi Gamliel was allowed, that means it was so it's infinite to the Takanas Usha. There was no problem of becoming an Ani. So then why in the world was he potter? Because the only reason why you're potter is because you might become an Ani, and that obviously doesn't apply to Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, you're making the kashrut stronger. You're making me. I'm gonna have to work a little harder. But okay. But Lemaisa. So that was the question. So the suggestion on the floor was that to say that even the Raive would agree that there are two different lumdas to patiyu. You're potter if you might become an ani, and you're also potter for a different reason. Even when there is no possibility of becoming an ani, you're potter if there's a if you were gypped, there's onna. If you're spending an exorbitant amount of cash, you know, whatever it is. So those are all reasons that make you potter. So that was the suggestion. The problem we're saying is that it's not mashma, because that means, according to that, that there are shnei dinim nifradim. There are two different reasons to make you potter. Taivis doesn't mashma that there's two reasons. Taivis is mashma, there's only one reason. And for sure, the Ramah. The Ramah puts it all together. The Ramah says, Ein sar levazev hon rav, ukemo shamro mevazev ayevazev. So that's mashma in the Ramah, that it's only one din. That there's one din. He just says one din. He says there's a rule. And he gives an example, ukemo shamro. He doesn't say that there are two reasons why you're potter. There's one reason why you're potter. There's one reason, hain rav. So it would be very daichik. I mean, the Ramah is coming from the Rush and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And then the Rush is the one that brings also this raya from, you know, from Rabbi Gamliel. So the Rush is leaving out half the halakha, right? That's very daichik.
But why don't we say that even for a rich person, he has to spend a lot of money achione? Would be the same concept.
He has to spend a lot of money on what?
Right, the regular, 10% or 20% doesn't work for him. He's mochiyev to give a lot more.
Yeah. So what's the head of Rabbi Gamliel? So why was Rabbi Gamliel potter?
The normal person is on, 20%. The Ramesha says that if he's rich, he's believed to give a lot more.
So you're going to say that Rabbi Gamliel, there was a danger that he was going to become poor. I mean, what the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel was me'ikrit adin potter. So the question is, why was Rabbi Gamliel me'ikrit adin potter? That's the question we're trying to figure out. So the Chayra, we're assuming that there was no danger of Rabbi Gamliel, who was a Nasi, they were going to become poor. So that's our problem. So maybe you're saying that maybe that's Elif's husband so much that it would make even Rabbi Gamliel a chashash poor. Maybe. I don't know. You know, even the Queen of England, if he gives too much money, he can become poor. You know, so it was so much money that he was a chashash and become poor. Okay, I don't know. Maybe. Okay, that was the question we had.
I mean, if you say that, then you have Shamir's point from Rav Moshe that it's Asr. Machari should have been able to do that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So anyone else?
Was he before Usha or after Usha?
What? After Usha. Usha is, I believe, early.
Rav Gamliel's when? I thought he was also early.
All right. Okay. I don't know. I'm assuming Rav Moshe, I'm sure, got it right.
There's a whole discussion about whether Takanas Usha is really bringing back something that was really existed previous or not.
Okay.
But either way, the principle of Usha is true. You can't give money and come lead star off the Brias, meaning that you can't. Usha's made a blanket rule, 20% you can't. But as far as the principle of not giving to an extent that you may come lead star of Labrius, that lahor is even prior to Usha.
Okay. Anyway, so anyone have any ideas to answer this question?
I would suggest that lahor, you have to assume here that Rabban Gamliel could become poor. And Rabban Gamliel is going through Rabban Gamliel can't know for certain that he's not going to become poor. Unless you know for certain that you're not going to become poor, within the Ravid, you may be putter. But it may not be usser. It may not be usser because the great likelihood is that you won't. So therefore, it shows chashivas of the mitzvah that Rabban Gamliel gave despite the possibility of his becoming poor. but it's not a violation of Shema Ye'anev Yitzarach Labrius, because his Hashara was, it's very unlikely that I'll become poor.
Okay. I'm going to try and steal what you say. Can I just walk out for 1 second? I want to get something in a second. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Intermission.
What? Oh, okay.
Shamir, you want to repeat what you said?
I don't know. I mean, again, I'm saying that once we have the principle of the Ravid that it's usher to give be'ofen that you are all to become Yitzarach Labrius. So now anytime you're gonna give, you have to clear that Shaila. And if you can't mevar that Shaila of the action making you all Yitzarach Labrius,
so because then, you don't know what your assets are,
then you're not mechuyev. So I'm saying that if you can't mevar that Shaila, then so, right. Okay, you're confirming.
Okay, I apologize. Okay, can I, Shamir, I want to try and steal what you said a little bit, but let me just try and figure this out. In the Gemara, Taisus brings a raya from our Gemara that you don't have to spend a third. Right, what's his ride from our Gemara? You don't have to spend a third for a mitzvah. Because the Gemara says that can't be shot in Rav Yehuda, in Rav Huna, Rav Zeira. Because let's say kudo, he is ramene to us a mitzvah, say let's say kudo besa. Now, Like Rafi asked him, and what it's the Gemara we're talking about, Stimus and Gemara. What according to the Ravid, why don't you have to spend a third? Who says you're becoming an ani? You're the guy. You spend a third of your money. Why are you becoming an ani if you spend a third of your money? Even in Usha, why are you becoming an ani if you spend a fifth of your money? Why is Shema you start with Brias? What does it make sense? You spend a fifth of your money, so why is that going to make you into an ani?
Well, people naturally lose and gain money, and the less money you have, the more risk you are of.
But let's say the guy has $10,000.
Right.
Now he's going to spend
$2,000. And if he loses $8,000. The
different person that only has $5,000, he's allowed to spend $500. So even though, you know, if the shearers don't go below a certain number, I understand. But why should it depend on the percentage of how much money you have? Don't go below that. I would have understood. Don't go below a certain amount. You start with Rias. But what's a share usha? Don't do a fifth of your money.
People who are making more money have the higher life, have a higher standard of living, that therefore what's going to be the ghetto yitzarach lebrius is going to be greater, right? The rich person who's murgle and having a gnar run in front of him, right? That's yechser lo.
Okay, I don't know. That doesn't follow necessarily. Not every rich person is going to go.
Well, then that's the reason why the takana is low plugged. I know the takana is 20% across the board because hagufa, the fact that a person's making more money in general will affect his standard of living.
Okay, that's what you said. But the in other words, you're saying because it doesn't make a difference how much money he has, this will affect his standard of living. I don't know.
I mean, the Rebbe's suggestion of giving a flat amount will end up that some people are not doing any mitzvahs because...
Okay, I understand, but I just don't understand what kind of share this takana is. Why is there
a share of shavu'ah?
And we're saying that if you do a fifth, you start with lebrius. So we're saying our Gemara says, don't do a third. You do a third, you're going to be your ani. According to that's what the Rebbe says. You do a third, you're going to become an ani. Why? It depends how much money I have. It should depend on how much money you have left over. You know, according to the Rebbe, there is no Takanas Chazal here. There's a Yashris. So you're going to become an Ani. Why am I going to become an Ani? It should be contingent on how much money I have. So let me try and continue. So maybe the Svara is. Maybe the story is that it depends. Is that the point is that the Gemara is that there's an assumption that what you do once, you do again. In other words, people are, you know, there's if you're going to spend the fifth for a mitzvah, then we're nervous that you're going to do it again and you're going to become an ani. In other words, you're going to, it's the same thing, our Gemara. The Gemara said, we had this kash in our Gemara. Gemara says that you shouldn't spend the third for me. You spend three mitzvahs, you won't have any money left. So good. So for the first mitzvah, you'll spend the third, and the next mitzvah, you won't. What's the Gemara's problem? Right? And it's really a kash on Taisus. So it says that from our Gemara, you see that by three mitzvahs, a third of the mitzvah, a third of your money, you're potter. But what's the logic? The Gemara says the reason you're potter. Because but who says it's true? We're talking about three mitzvahs. We're talking about, according to Taisus, we're only talking about one mitzvah, right? According to Taisus, we learned from our Gemara that for one mitzvah, you don't have to spend a third. But our Gemara says the fair is not like that. Our Gemara says, he is ramin eitlasa mitzvasa. They say the kuda mitzvasa, they say. So what it sounds like is that the Gemara is an assumption. Or there's a danger that if a person does something once, he'll do it again. He'll do it, and that's Shan and Usha. Now, I'm saying not like Shamir. Shamir is saying Shan and Usha is because for each person, depending on who he is, a fifth of his money will put him in the pauper's house, and then he's going to have to go for staka. Okay, I don't know. I don't. That doesn't sound to me so right. So, but maybe, I'm not saying he's wrong. I bet you'll find someone who'll say it like him. But so I'm saying that if Shad is that the Chazal had an understanding of human nature, that if a person does something, once you allow a person to do something once, then he'll do it again. You have to make rules. You have to make gedarim. You have to make, definitive. If you don't have a rule, and the person does something once, and he'll do it again. If you do it once, you do it a second time. What's to stop a person from doing it more than once? So therefore, the problem, the pshat and usha is that the guy spends a fifth. So we're nervous. He's going to do it another time, and another time, another time. That's pshat our Gemara. He is ramenei telosa mitzvah. If you're going to spend a third of the money on a mitzvah. Then what's going to happen? Three mitzvahs are going to spend, and you're also going to spend all your money because that's human nature. If the person spends on one mitzvah a third of his money, then that's why the Gemara says, so if that's pshat, So then Rabbi Gamliel is not shver either. In other words, if the whole Havana of Usha, the whole Havana of our Gemara is not that the third of the money, even you know, when our Gemara, Tzivus is medayik from our Gemara that by a third you don't have to pay. What's pshat? Pshat is because you spend a third, you're gonna keep on doing it. It's gonna become a habit. And we're nervous. We're nervous, and you're gonna do that again, and then you're gonna go be Starach Labrius. So it isn't. We're gonna be nervous about Rabbi Gamliel too. Rabbi Gamliel can get addicted to buying mitzvahs for 1,000 zuz. You know, once he does that, there'll be another mitzvah that'll cost 1,000 zuz. You know, it's the same problem. So either Rabbi, in other words, instead of saying that you know, there's it's the same issue that a person you can be Starach Labrius because you're gonna keep this up.
It's the same. What Titus is trying to do by bringing in Rabbi Gamliel?
So that was only one time. It was on the ship.
Titus is bringing Rabbi Gamliel to prove the same Yisoid that he said before. Titus puts down a Yisoid. That before our Gemara, Tibus was under the Havamina that for a mitzvah overis, you have to spend all your money. From our Gemara, you see that there's a certain share from mitzvah overis, you don't have to spend the money. The reason the Ravid says is because we're nervous if you spend that amount of money, you'll become an ani and chashiv kemeis. What exactly that share is not known. We do not know. Tavis has a raya. Tavis doesn't have a raya. What the maximum? What the share is? It just has a raya that it's mashra from our gemara that there's some share. It's mashra that you're not chayav to spend a third. It's mashra from Usha you're not chayav to spend a fifth. And I don't know what the share is. So that same concept he's proving. He's bringing another raya to the same yisoid. Maybe there's not a clear cut a raya to the amount. It's just a riot to the concept, to the aside, that there's a certain point in time that we're afraid that you're parted from mitzvahs because you might become an ani. So now Shamir is going to ask me a kasha.
Wait.
I'm going to bring out. What's Shamir's kasha?
I don't know. I'm happy with this mahalak right now.
Kasha is. You're saying Rabbi Shah, be Manasha. If you're going to say that Rabbi Gamliel was potter, because when he's going to spend 1,000 zuz, there's a danger, he's going to be a star, Chlebrius, or Rafi, that's the question. So then, why was he allowed to do it? Right? Says, Be'usha Trino, that you don't spend the fifth, because Shami is star, Chlebrius. So whenever there's a danger, when you star, Chlebrius, you can't do. So, how Mimanashov, was there a danger you start with Brias by Rabbi Gamliel or not? Wait, let me say it with a question. Is there a danger of you start with Brias by Rabbi Gamliel or not? If there's a danger of you start with Brias, because so then it should be included in Takanas Usha that you're not allowed to do it. And if there is no danger of you start with Brias, then you shouldn't have the Ravis Ptur. Right? I'm sorry, what Rabbi Meltzer, I'm sorry, I cut you. What?
I thought Usha was up to including a fifth.
Right, but we don't know whether 1,000 zuz was what percentage of that was Gamliel's money. We do not know. So we're asking just Mimanasha. If apparently in the fact that the Gemara said that by Rabbi Gamliel he was Alpidin Potter, so that proves that there was some, the way we're saying it with the Ravid, is that there was a certain amount of danger that it'll be Yistarach Labrius. Because the only reason why you're potter from a mitzvah, the Ravid says, is because Yistarach Labrius. So if there's a danger of Yistarach Labrius, then it means it should enter into Takanas Usha. Because that Usha said, don't give him money when you have a problem of Yistarach Labrius.
I'm a little confused because I thought Rebbe was saying that we're not saying that the single giving of even a third is something that's going to be a concern of bringing lead star Labrius. The concern is that hanhaga of giving will We'll bring
Brias. So how did Rabbi Gamliel go ahead and do that on Haga? That's good for China. Usha Tina also. Usha Tina is worried about the Haga.
I'm saying the point being, therefore, it can't be that you're mohuyev in such a anhaga, but not in such a anhaga.
But Usha Tino, then
okay, so that we can say
that anhaga.
Okay, no. That we can say, Rabbi, they can say Rabbi Gamliel's an Usher Muflug. As far as that's concerned, we can say, Rabbi,
no, but it's the same thing. Usher Muflug. That he's going to go ahead, and we're saying, you know, he's an Usher Muflug, whatever it is, if we're nervous. That you're going to keep up this hanhaga, you start with Bria. So this should be included in Takanas Usha.
Who said, again, there's definitely Mefarshim out there who said Takanas Usha is not said by an Usher Muflug.
Okay, but then we're going to be stuck in the Rivets shouldn't apply to Rabbi Gamliel.
But we're not, the Rivets still applies because
this is what you quoted from Ramesha, the Mimarasha. If there's a problem of Shema Yehani, then he should be included in Takanas Usha. If there's no problem of Shema Ya'ani, then Rabbi Gamliel should be Mechuyya because there's no problem. The Ravid says the only reason why you're Potter is because of Shema Ya'ani. Okay, so what can we answer? What would be that?
Rabbi, can we say something?
I'm still not following because, again, the point here is that the Rivet would say you're not mechuyev because the hanhaga would make you lead starach lebrius, but the particular act of giving is not bringing you lead starach lebrius. And therefore,
so let me. I want to hear it sharper. Can we say
this? That Tysus is telling us that we know that you can't give more than a fifth. You're not allowed to give more than a fifth. But we don't. At the same point I was saying. We don't know that you have to give a fifth. So it could be even less than that, that if you're going to give it, it's still considered complimentary. And therefore, what we're saying here, proving for Gamliel is that Gamliel, obviously, he didn't have to give the amount that he gave, even though it wasn't a fifth. And we're giving him credit for doing it. So that must mean that even less than a fifth, you don't have to give it. But if you give it, it's Harezim Meshubah.
Yes, I understand that. I understood. You said that before. I gave you
credit. No, but I'm saying here too. But here too, he's saying that.
So why is it that you're Potter from, was he Potter? Because there's a problem that he might become an Ani. So then why wasn't it included in Takanas Usha?
So maybe there's no danger of repeat over there.
Maybe
there's no danger of repeat over there because.
But then why should he be Potter? So then you're messing us up. So then why was he Potter? There's no danger of repeating. So what I think what the Neman Simon is trying to say, and I'm not sure if this Shamir may be saying this too, is that not every Dakana have to have the same standard. In other words, Usha was nervous that you might become an Ani, and therefore they made an Isser. Now, they capped that Isser at a fifth. Theoretically, it could be that there's a certain amount of a percentage that you'll become an Ani if you spend the sixth, but that's, as you spend less, there's less of a danger. It's obviously there's still a danger, just the danger goes down. So by Usha, in order to make the Isser, that it's mamish usser to do, you needed a certain percentage of a danger. The danger that Chazal made it usser was when you're spending a fifth. When they felt when you're spending a fifth, there's a strong danger that's mamish usser. We don't trust you. We're nervous, human nature, whatever. If you spend a sixth, okay, obviously there's still a danger. A guy can do it six times. If you're afraid a guy will do it five times, he might do it six times. But the danger is less. Danger is less. So we didn't make it awesome. But there still could be a certain amount of a danger. So for the Gabi, you know, my favorite word, but this is not an illogical the Gabi. This is a simple the Gabi. The Gabi, the din of the arriving, that we're afraid that you that ani chashiv kemeis and therefore your potter min hamitzah, so we can prove from Rabbi Gamliel that even we'll take what Binyamin Simon saying that Rabbi Gamliel was let's say a six, so the Gabi the din of that your ani chashiv kemeis to make you potter from a mitzvah. You see from the Gemara and Sukkah that even by a six you get a tour. Because you see, Rabbi, if let's assume we're granted that Rabbi Gamliel was a six of his money, the Gemara is saying that Abidini was potter. Why was he potter? Apparently he had the chash and maybe he'll become an ani. It's not so likely he'll become an ani, but there's still a possibility. It's a possibility. And that's enough of a possibility to potter you from the mitzvah. As far as making you potter, so then it doesn't make you potter, because to make you usher, it can't make you usher, because to make you usher, you need they only ask you when you get to the share of a fifth. Right,
meaning Tosfos is introducing that there's a wiggle room between potter and usher. It's not you have to spend up to a fifth and exactly a fifth and not more than a fifth. It's that you can't spend more than a fifth, but there's a lower level where you wouldn't have to spend, but you're allowed to spend if you want to spend.
Okay, yes. And
Gamliel proves to us that such concept exists.
Okay, but the way we're trying to answer the question, yeah, is that that even though there's always a problem of Yestarev Lebrius, it could be there could be different cases which have the problem of Yestarev Lebrius, but we
someone's locked in
more machmir when it comes to pathering you from a mitzvah. You see, when it comes to making it usher, they only usher when you're spending a fifth. There's a certain amount of a danger that you start with B's if you spend a six. So no one's denying that there's no danger, but the danger only stops when you spend the fifth, and when you spend the six, magically there's no danger.
The shot is that
the percentage of the danger goes down, and Chazal only made the iser that you're not allowed to rely on your self-control. You're not allowed to say, I can trust myself. You're not allowed to, by a fifth. If you want, by a six, you're allowed to say, don't worry. I'll be a good boy. I'll control myself. So you're allowed. But as far as arriving, that fakir, you want to patter yourself from the mitzvah. You're not saying it's usher. You're saying, did the Torah obligate me to do the mitzvah? Well, am I mechuyev to do the mitzvah? Well, listen, there's a certain amount of a danger. And listen, and you're, if you come along and you say, I want to do the mitzvah and I'll be careful and I'll watch out and I'll avoid the danger. Okay, you're allowed. You're allowed to go ahead and take this certain amount of a gamble and a certain amount of risk and be responsible and spend the six of your money and be careful that you won't be coming on in your start with Brias. We trust you. But if you're going to, but the Torah did not obligate you to do that. Right? That's not such a crazy svara.
Dr. Gwant is trying to get
it. That's very hard to understand as far as.
I don't know who's talking here. I don't know.
Dr. Gwant is trying to get on.
Dr. Gwant is trying to get on. I don't see him. Oh. Okay.
I guess
I have to apologize. How long have you been waiting to get on? I apologize.
I just see it's connecting.
Not connecting. All right.
Rabbi, it's just as far as a restatement, the idea in the Ravid is the Torah, it's prohibited inside the Torah to become ani kemes, right? That's so therefore, Hanhaga is something that would ultimately bring you to such if you don't control yourself in it.
Right.
So therefore we say you're not, therefore, and as an extension of the Raya, we say you're not mechuyev in such a hanhaga, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then Takanas Usha says as a blanket rule, 20% is prohibited and we don't allow you to start playing around.
Okay. Now, let me repeat this. First of all, I got to be with Dr. Gawad. I feel bad. I don't know how long he was waiting to get out. I didn't see. For some reason, my screen did not show him waiting.
So, no, Rabbi, it's okay. I had to get off before. I just came back on for the last few minutes. I don't want to interrupt.
All right. Anyways, let me repeat. It's a good excuse to give me an excuse to repeat. I think we said something very nice. And we answered, at least Rabbi Shamir quotes Rav Moshe, I think we answered his question. We had a question on the floor, is that Tosfos, the Tosfos proves that there's a certain amount of money that you're potter from a mitzvah. The Ravid says the reason why you're potter is because Shema Ya'ani. As far as we know, there's no other reason. We didn't see any other reason that argued with the Ravid. We don't like making rachlekes. No one says any different. The Ravid says it can't be any other reason. Yet Titus and the Rosh, and they bring a riot that you're potter from Rabbi Akiva, from Rabbi Gamliel. Now we're assuming that Rabbi Gamliel was rich. You know, so the Chaira, we thought that you don't have this far of Shema Ya'ani. And furthermore, they said that the Shamir said Amesha Sami Manasha. If you had this far of Shema Ya'ani, so then it should be Asur, because Usha Hitzkinu, that you're not allowed to spend money. You know, if it was a fifth, you know, we'll use numbers. If Rabbi Gamliel was spending more than a fifth of his money, and there was a danger of Shema Ya'ani, then it would be also for him to do, because in Usha Tzino, then you're not allowed to spend the fifth and enter into a danger of Shema Ya'ani. If Rabbi Gamliel was spending less than a fifth, then there is no danger of Shema Ya'ani, and that's why it's mutter, because there's no takanas Usha, so it means there's no danger. So then, even if, then why is he potter? That's Rav Moshe's kasha. So Mimanasha, was there a danger of Shema Ya'ani or no danger?